You see, when God works with us in multiples of levels, he doesn't lay all kinds of guilt on us and all kinds of pressures. And the more that I was searching today for what he wanted me to talk about with you tonight, made it very, very clear that, you know, in the book of Acts, there's a letter that was drafted to be released to the churches. And the only thing they were required to do was to stay away from idols, food sacrifice to idols, and blood and perversion. Three things. Why do people complicate the situation? Religious traditions complicates everything. And the book of Acts was written with all the apostles there. They were a part of that conference. They made it very, very clear. They didn't have to obey all those Jewish rules. Neither do we. But we can honor God with his rules. And as I was pondering on this over and over, I read it 3-4 times. I could give you the scripture. But I would prefer to just let you realize it's not that complicated to be a believer. The demands on you are not that deep. Do you eat food sacrificed to idols? I pray not. Do you eat blood? No. Do you stay away from perversions? Then you qualify. That's it. Three things. It's not so complicated. Who complicates situations? Man. Man complicates it all. Look at what James, Peter, John wrote down and gave a requirement. It's not complicated. It's simple. It takes this much room in my Bible. That's all you need. 3-4 lines. That's it.
But you see, in our humanness, I'll speak for myself. In my humanness, if somebody gave me a test and one of the questions was, how much is 2 and 2? First thing I'd say, well, I know it ain't 4, because there's got to be a trick to this question. I wouldn't write down the answer to it, and I would be thinking, what are they trying to accomplish here? You know? So sometimes it's so simple. See, we just can't seem to let go and let God, you know? There's got to be more to it, you know?
I had a gentleman on the phone Monday morning. He had called, and we were communicating about what the Holy Spirit had given him a commission. And he was commissioned of the Lord to give a boost financially to someone because this particular individual has had a hard time. And they were questioning, had they been obedient to the Lord? And I said, well, you better look in James chapter 1. I mean, it's very, very closing verses. I forgot what the numbers are, but they're the last two verses. So I said, read them. Well, the religion that is of value to God, from God's point of view, is to give to those that are needy. I says, you know, what was your commission? Well, he said, I said to my wife, if you're going to invite somebody for dinner, it better be somebody that's hungry and can't pay us back. And that was such a gift.
Yeah.
Invite somebody that's hungry that can't pay you back. Pretty cool, right?
Took him literally.
And that immediately, that's the scripture that came, and I said, would you read it? And they were overjoyed because now they knew they had obeyed. And I said, did you feed them? Oh, yeah. We fed the husband, the wife, and the children. Great. How were they? They were so grateful, they didn't know how much to thank us. I said, well, what else did you do? He says, well, we packed them a lunch. The leftovers went with them.
But were those people that they fed Christians?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they just started to come to the church.
Just started.
Yeah.
Because most Christians that, you know, have been Christians for a while, you do something for them, they absolutely got to pay you back some way. They're going to get you, you know. I mean, they just can't receive and allow you your blessing, okay? Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Pride. Pride will not receive. Pride will just definitely have to demand that you get paid for what you've done for them. And if they don't pay you, they cannot live with themselves.
Right, right.
They really can't, because it's such a war on the inside of them. And it's not a blame game. It's really what's happening on the
Absolutely.
Interior. They must pay you back, or else they can't live with themselves.
And according to, you know, whatever, yes, it is better to give mm-hmm. than to receive. Mm-hmm. However, not until you have first learned to receive.
Learning to receive was probably the hardest thing I've ever lived through, because I was very independent. I had been taught to be independent. Come on, I better hear some amens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Boy, twist your arms. It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how I was brought up. And you've got to perform, and you've got to make sure, and you don't let somebody take care of you.
You don't need anybody else.
No.
Absolutely.
And that's not the law of love.
Right.
And when the Holy Spirit really began to work with me to receive with joy, oh boy. See, with the receive, I was working on that by choice. But the joy part, it wasn't there. And I said to the Lord, what's wrong with me? And he told me, it's pride. You can't receive because of your pride. Where did I get it from? You learned it. Where'd you learn it from? Guess what? Ancestry?
Yeah.
Independence? I can do this job all by myself. Not the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I had to learn it, and I had to relearn it, and I had to learn it on different levels. So be patient with yourself. Sometimes when someone is told to give something to you, it's because they are obedient to give that item, whatever it may be, and then for you to receive it with joy is a choice you're going to have to make. Because you see, as you receive it with joy, they get a benefit out of it, and you are not robbing them of the joy of their gift to you. It's a hard lesson. For me, it was hard. I could give all day long, mm-hmm. and I couldn't receive.
But we have to stop. If we would stop, pull back, and think, we want to always be giving to others, and we expect them to be so happy and pleased with what we did for them. Well, they feel the same way as we do. So, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
So give them the benefit.
Yes. Hi.
Anyone else? Are there any questions?
Comment?
Yes.
No question. It's a nice setting to have to sit around.
Mm, it is.
You know, it feels good. The whole principle of unity and communion, mm-hmm. both symbolically and then literally.
Yes.
Yeah, it's much.
Like Jesus did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was struck by that. I didn't want to elevate it too much. It wasn't the Last Supper, I didn't think, but...
It better not be.
Oh, no. Not the way I've been feeling this week.
But it did, you know, it came to mind, so, even if I can't cite them, so many places in the scriptures where food was a focus. And,
broken. Bread sharing. Share together.
Right. Whether yes. it was multitudes or small
doesn't matter.
Groups.
You
know. Well, isn't that what they did that in...
In the book of Acts.
Each other's yeah. houses.
Yes, they went to each other's
bread.
Home, they yeah. broke bread together, mm-hmm. and they received communion every morning.
Because I think, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't say.
No, go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of unity within the church. You know, you come on Tuesday nights and there's unity. You come on Sunday, oh, wait, we got unity. But what happens the rest of the week? Where's, you know, we don't know each other. So to speak. No, that's a loose comment.
We don't see each other, but you know, I know from comments from others that there's some intercessors.
Yes.
Sometimes working in my immediate sense, in my immediate behalf. I assume most people at least have that kind of sense of communion that they're working to maintain.
Yeah.
With greater intensity than others.
People are on each other's hearts. Yes.
How many of you have made one phone call in the past 7 days in obedience to the press from God? Just one.
You got to remember that my mind don't work, so I got to think about it.
Are you talking to three members or two?
Just people in general that you were pressed to pray for, or sometimes made a phone call to just encourage or to lift them up or to awaken them that you're on their heart, or they're on your heart. Yeah. So you understand, that's the unity that I'm talking about. That's the harmony that, you know, the believers in obedience to the Spirit of God can transform a life. A couple, 3 weeks ago, I had a gentleman that belongs to this church who was out on the West Coast. And I did not know where their transition was going to be in different places at different times. I'm in the kitchen, and I'm about to make something, and I heard, call now. So I just went into the bedroom and I grabbed the phone and I called. They have a cell phone. Called the cell phone. And it rang. And obviously the person answered, which I was expecting a machine. Because there's a recorder that... And I know that they were going to be in a busy space. You know, conference type of things and lots of activity where they were going. And I was aware of that. So I really didn't expect a voice. Except a recorded voice. But I got the voice. And the person was in the men's room sitting on the throne.
And they answered the phone.
And they answered the phone.
And obviously share that information.
I needed to share that because had the moment been missed, that would not have come because there was a scripture that had come into my heart.
Well, it's okay that the moment, but why did he have to tell you?
Because he's like laughing his head off, literally laughing his head off. He says, have you any idea where I am? And I said, no. And he gives me this information. But he said, if you would have called 5 minutes before, 5 minutes later, I would not have been able to communicate. And I needed that word now. And that word gave the boost to be able to carry out the next level of that day. Now, if I would have disobeyed, you know, I mean, and I know it's funny, and all, but it really is God.
Absolutely.
I'm not advertising me. I'm advertising the Holy Spirit that said, call now. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I would have hesitated, that phone call would have not been able to be fruitful. I'm sure God would have used it and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying to you is, do it quickly as best you can. Because you don't know how much you're going to bring of a comfort to that other person just by doing it at that moment. Now, that doesn't make me special. It just says you obey.
Well, Marianne called me on Saturday. Not for any particular... Well, she called for a particular reason, but it ended up being a counseling session. So, praise God, and I think, you know...
Yeah.
Thank the Lord for working for Marianne at that particular time.
And the correlate to what you said about calling now, at least in my own life, without a definite sense of immediacy in so much of what I do, is that if I don't call now, I don't call.
Right.
And I've seen countless examples in my life.
That happens to me.
Now, just as you're saying that, I was pressed to call someone, and I said, I'll get to it in a few minutes, and I didn't do it.
And you look up and the day's gone.
That's exactly what happened to me today, because Rita's been on my heart for a couple days now.
It's okay.
Lord, when am I, you know, going to stop and just call her?
Yeah. Now, she was in my heart Sunday.
And I haven't, and it's like I wanted to do it today, and it turns out I have to work tomorrow. which I didn't have to, but now I have to work, so.
You know who called me today? But I got on the answering machine, I have to call her, Lisa Menino.
You're kidding?
Yeah, she's living in Hampton now. She just heard about Chuck. That's.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
God, I haven't heard of her for a long time.
I know. When I saw that Lisa Menino, I said, oh my God.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I knew she had bought a home, and I know she had been living outside of this Chicopee area now for quite a few years. But we'd love to see her.
Yeah.
That's great.
Call her back. She left the number. So.
I think we need to pray for obedience. And the grace to carry out the commission. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We want to be obedient vessels.
We want to be obedient vessels.
And practical vessels.
And practical vessels.
And to call when we're told to call.
And to call when we're told to call.
And not set our agenda ahead of yours.
And not set our agenda ahead of yours.
Because the body of Christ is suffering sometimes.
Because the body of Christ is suffering sometimes.
If we don't obey on time.
If we don't obey on time.
Someone else may be lacking.
Someone else may be lacking
a gift of life.
A gift of life
coming out of me.
Coming out of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the grace to carry out.
For the grace to carry out
your commission when you speak.
Your commission when you speak.
So that we will be obedient.
So that we will be obedient.
To build up the body.
To build up the body.
For God's glory.
For God's glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Any additions?